All right, let's get the break with Bosek. I think Bosek's
going
to ask.
First off, your March Madness though.
We'll segue into that by saying March Madness. How about this? This is just a complete transition from the fantasy show you and I did, where I mean, whoever I picked, it was the kiss of death. I'll pick guys and they get hurt.
Morgan, did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
I was smashing them in the fantasy.
And so then I'm like, oh, my Final Four, Iowa State. This thing is going to air. Our last week was going to air about 5 p.m. on Thursday. I take Bosek downtown. We watch some games at this little event. I'm like, Bosek, is Iowa State really about to lose? I was like, we haven't even put the Falcon guests on. I was like, can you edit that out?
Guys, you remember last week I talked about how he didn't want to text me back? He texted me when Iowa State lost. He knew I was going to get him about that.
So I don't even remember who my fourth one was, but I know that Iowa State lost in the very first round. I think I had Wisconsin and Notre Dame as well. And Notre Dame almost lost. That was the other thing. I was like,
too. That first round, they got
Shock. Who was your Final Four? I forgot.
I had Kentucky. I had Duke. Both of those still in it. I had Nova. Because we were talking about Finn. Finn was Nova. And then my fourth was Arizona, who lost. So I'm too.
No, Arizona's there.
Arizona still in?
They're looking good.
Okay.
I think they're the one team that you might worry about.
I'm 3 out of 4 then, baby.
I think I'm 3 out of 4. I might be 2 out of 4. Morgan, how's your bracket looking?
It's actually not that bad. Usually by
now
this
you go
point,
against your husband.
Yeah, my husband and I compete to see who can get the most right. I think how's I'm beating
doing?
Him right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you beat him last year? I think you did.
I think so. No, last year my bracket was. Here's the thing. He's a Duke fan.
He's a Dukie.
He's going to get so mad about this, but he puts his heart into it, so he takes Duke all the way.
Oh, yeah?
He has full faith in his team.
So he's all over Okafor.
I watched the I Hate Christian Laettner documentary.
We
watched that.
I got to watch it.
And it made me actually respect Duke a little bit more.
It made me like him.
So did you pick UAB and Georgia State, too?
No, but you did pick NC State, correct?
I did pick NC State.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he picked Nova, so I got him on that one. But I do have Duke and Kentucky. And then I think I have UNC.
See, here's the thing I want to know.
Okay.
When I talk to some women sometimes and they talk about who they like, especially in football season, I ask them what teams you like. And they say, oh, they got this guy. What is that? I like his tight pants and the colors. Why do you like certain teams?
So, for basketball, I'm not like a huge... I go with Duke because if Duke loses, I have an unhappy household. So you want them to win.
There we go.
But for March Madness, I just go based off of the good teams.
Okay. I mean, I just ask, you know, some women like for certain things.
No, I gotcha. Yeah. Cool. And then football, that's easy. Alma mater and then Falcons.
Red and black. I mean,
And classic Georgia, by the way. We get the one seed that was like... underseeded, and of course, you know, oh, good.
So now if they go on and win, I'm not going to be mad. Like, hey, we lost to the national champions. I mean, what do you expect? I mean,
that's true.
We had a chance, though. They played good.
I know. I was proud of them.
Yeah.
Right? But, man, I think, like, since we've all been alive, I think Georgia's won, like, 2 tournament games.
I know. It's been tough.
Okay, still love them.